हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So today we read from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, verse. I don't remember the verse if it's 20. Someone could see on the paper there. 36? Friday 1836. So, Sukam Dvidanim Trividam Srinu, sorry, me Bharata Rashva Bharata, Abhyasat Ramate Yatra Duya, no, Dukha Antam Cha Nigashyati. Sukad Vidanim Trividam Srinume Bharatar Sabha Abhyasadramate Yatra Dukantam Shani Gashati. Sukam Vidam Trividam Srinubera Tradvisava Abhyasadramate Yatra Dukantam Shani Gachati. So, translation: Sukam, happiness, to birds. Idanim, now. Trividam, of three kinds. Srinu, here. Me, from me. Bharata Rasva, O best among the Bharatas. Adyasat, by practicing. Ramate, one enjoys. Yatra, where? Dukkha, of distress. Antam, the hand. Cha, also. Nigachati, against. So, translation and prepared by Srila Prabhupada. Actually, with my French accent, I don't read very well. So, if someone like to read the translation and the purport, you could do it. Thank you.
Translation and purport. Oh, sorry. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace to the A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Krishna says to Arjuna, O best of the Bharatas, now please hear from me about the three kinds of happiness by which the conditioned soul enjoys and by which he sometimes comes to the end of all distress. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. A conditioned soul tries to enjoy material happiness again and again. Thus he chews the chewed. But sometimes, in the course of such enjoyment, he becomes relieved from material entanglement by association with a great soul. In other words, a conditioned soul is always engaged in some type of sense gratification, but when he understands by good association that it is only a repetition of the same thing, and he is awakened to his real Krishna consciousness, he is sometimes relieved from such repetitive so-called happiness.
So, actually, I just want to say that I just arrived in Radhadesh 10 minutes ago, and a devotee write an email if I could be on time to give the class, and he sent me the verse, but he don't send me that verse. So I cannot fully prepare the class, and I will try to say something about that verse. So forgive me if it's not a, yeah. So here Prabhupada is talking about the tendency to enjoy material happiness, and also talking about the real happiness means in Krishna consciousness by practicing devotional service. So I think that all of us, we, some or another in the past and now, we still are looking for some material happiness, some enjoyment, some material satisfaction, and some gain and some material possession or family life. And there is to some extent some happiness, but also there is a lot of frustration, there is a lot of pain and dissatisfaction that goes with the so-called happiness of material world. So as a spirit soul, what really gives happiness, what really gives satisfaction is service. It's not by working and making money and trying to bring maximum of things to our own self or to the family or to the friend and share some pleasure together that the soul will really get satisfaction. Actually, the senses, the mind may get some satisfaction, get some pleasure, because to give pleasure to the senses, you just have to give some objects of the senses, like, you know, the tongue gives something to eat, and there is some pleasure. Also touching something nice, sweet, or looking, watching TV could bring some pleasure to the eyes. And some emotion that could bring some satisfaction to the mind. Also the intellect could be satisfied by some books or different things. But actually the soul will not be satisfied by those items actually. It's just not possible because it's not the nature of the soul. The only thing that could give pleasure and satisfaction to the soul is love. And where to really find love, the real true love, is in service. Service to Krishna or service to others but connected to Krishna. Because in that outside world, we many, many times listen about service. My company will serve your company by doing that. But it's not exactly service, because between that there is a transaction, there is some money, and the purpose is not really service. Because love means doing something for others, for their good, for their satisfaction, for their pleasure, but without any personal motivation. As soon as there is a motivation in one action, we cannot speak about love, because it's a business, it's a deal. So the soul will never be satisfied with that type of, let's say, exchange. Yeah. To really give satisfaction and really feel real happiness, you have to be selfless. You have to be connected to Krishna, actually. So, in the here, Krishna is talking and say that he will teach about the three kind of happiness, actually. So three kind of happiness, you have happiness in the ignorance, happiness in passion, and happiness in the mode of goodness. So generally, happiness in the mode of ignorance actually is not happiness, it's just suffering. But because of the mode of nature who cover the consciousness, who cover the self with things to be that pleasure. If you see, for example, someone who smokes cigarettes, you ask him, do you like smoking? Is it pleasure for you? He will say yes. But actually what he's smoking is burning oneself. So if you take a light and you put the light under your arm and you leave it for a few seconds, you feel pain. So similarly, when you smoke cigarettes, it's a pain, but it's covered by illusion. And because the suffering of the people, the daily life, is so painful on every level that by smoking cigarette, they feel some relief for the big pain through some smaller pain. But actually, it's not pleasure. This is called pleasure in ignorance. It's small pain who cover the big pain of the heart, actually. Then there is the enjoyment in the mode of passion. So generally in the mode of passion, at the beginning everything is nice. Pleasure comes very quickly. You see, for example, some teenager who just come together and they have a kind of love story. At the beginning everything is nice because it's motivated by passion. And very quickly it became troubleful. They start to argue, they start to fight, and there is no more pleasure. So in the mode of passion is like this. At the beginning it's very nice, it's very funny, a lot of facility, love for enjoyment, but gradually it will become difficult and will bring pain. And from the quantity of pleasure one takes from material nature, he will have to suffer the same quantity in the future. And in the mode of goodness is the opposite, actually. At the beginning, it's not really easy. It's no real pleasure. He needs some work. He needs some endeavor to get something, and that after some time, some satisfaction and some pleasure will come. But those type of pleasures, still they are on the material platform, like ignorance, passion, and goodness. Even happiness in the mode of goodness will not satisfy the soul. Still will satisfy the senses, but not the soul. Because the only thing that could satisfy the soul is love. And no matter what, love, the real love, to be, let's say, without stop. Because we could find some love in the daily activities, in the daily life, but there is always an end. It's also for a short period of time. You know, we feel good with someone, even a friend, like friendship, for example, between two men or two women. It could be fine, it could be some enjoyment, but it's just for a short period of time. But real love connected to Krishna could be eternal. There's no stop for it. When it's beginning, if we keep going, practicing devotional service, if we please Krishna by our endeavor, by our practice, there's no reason for that exchange of love to stop. Because with Krishna, everything could be eternal. It's not a problem. And this is the difference, actually. Everything we will look for in the material world will have a beginning and a end. And generally, it's very short. And if it's connected to Krishna, there is no limit, actually. And it will be even better and better. It will increase, actually. The quality will increase all the time. This is the difference. And that is real happiness, actually. And Prabhupada mentioned that actually conditioned soul, they are always looking to some type of sense gratification. So sense gratification ultimately will bring some suffering, actually. Because when we gratify our own senses, it's always motivated by personal desire, personal gain, or something personal, something egoistic. So more and more we try to get in that way, more and more the soul will be dissatisfied. It's the opposite that's going to happen, actually. So, and we could see in today's society, everybody is looking, not everybody, but practically everybody is looking for sense gratification from one way or another. By working, by trying to make money, to get more profit as possible, and to enjoy, actually. But we see the world is more and more complicated, more and more problem, more and more even calamity, more and more suffering, more and more war, people fighting. Even inside family, people are fighting. People are not happy. Because now the culture, we hear about globalization and all of the things. Why? Because actually the whole world take the same lifestyles actually. Working, making profit, exploiting nature, exploiting the earth, exploiting others for one all selfish enjoyment. And it doesn't bring happiness, we just have to see around what goes on in the world. It's chaos, more and more. And it will be more and more if the people doesn't change their habits, actually. So sense gratification with just brings soon or late problem and misery, nothing else, actually. And to really be happy, we have just to do the opposite. Think about the benefit and the pleasure of others, and Krishna especially. And if it's the benefit and the happiness of others connected to Krishna. And this is the only way to really get real satisfaction, real pleasure. And everything will be good, actually. Everything will increase. The quality of everything in our life will increase by trying to live in that way. Because Krishna is not poor. It's not that Krishna wants the devotee or want the person who start to practice Krishna consciousness to live in poverty or to give up their life or their own possession of their family. Nothing has to change, actually. It's just a bonus, actually. When someone have a lifestyle, he have a family, then he start to practice Krishna consciousness, everything will be better. This is good, actually, because when someone start to practice Krishna consciousness, he need a little time to adjust, to understand how it goes, you know, what some change happen. But in a very short period of time, everything increase in a positive way by the grace of Krishna. So maybe we will start the question, because that in 15 minutes it will be very nice kirtan. So everybody here, I invite you to stay after the class, because it will be very nice players, some musician from, I think maybe Amalapurana will lead, and it's very, very nice musician. So we have like 10, 15 minutes if you have question or comment or correction. Yes? Yes, so actually the question was that there is sometimes the tendency to find fault and criticize others because of different cultural background or different habits or education, actually. And that Prabhu was talking especially among the devotees, but also regarding non-devotees like people in general. So actually this tendency to find fault and criticize is what we call in Sanskrit ananartha. So someone that is undesire in the heart, some bad quality we have developed. And regarding the Vaishnava association, what may be nice to understand is that actually it's true, Prabhupada started the Krishna Consciousness Movement, Internal Society for Krishna Consciousness. So people from all over the world joined this movement. From every country, from every level of society, so means different level of education, different level of understanding of intellect and so many different, everybody, and actually everybody is different from the beginning, you know. There is no, even twins, when they come to birth, they are slightly different. So nobody is similar to someone else. Difference will be always present from one way to another. And after that, of course, there's more difference because of the country, or the sex, or the value, the education, so many difference. But actually, those differences are always based from the material perspective. So always, when we practice Krishna consciousness, we join this movement, the first thing we start to understand that I am not this body, I am a spirit soul. And this is what we have, the understanding we have to awake more and more, and firmly understand that we are not this body, we are a spirit soul. And we should learn to don't forget that, because when we start to find some fault in someone, or when we are disturbed by someone who behaves in that way, actually we see the body, we see how material nature is moving, and we have our own condition, what we like, what we don't like, what we know, what we don't know. But this also is just our, let's say, condition, good or bad, but it's our condition. So everything we judge around is based generally on our condition. So the best things to do is that, first of all, we have to learn to be very tolerant, you know, because, and we also, for example, Prabhupada, in the first verse of Sri Upadeshamrita, he talked about the four defects of humankind, actually. Like, we generally always do mistake. We are covered by illusion. So just by those two defects, for example, we are covered by illusion means we cannot really understand what really goes on. So first of all, we have to see ourselves as, okay, first I'm not able to really understand 100% what is going on. So always I have to keep a step back. And I don't know what this person went through before. So who am I to judge that person? You know, I'm on the same position than her, or him actually, because today he may do this that I don't understand, I don't like, but tomorrow I may do something that he don't understand and he don't like. So this our interaction among people, you know. When we live in society, we have to be tolerant, we have to be compassionate, and better remember that, you know, we have to work on our own. That every day, every single minute, we have choice to do, we have things to do, we have to learn to remember Krishna. So if we focus our energy on those details, that energy, we don't use it to remember Krishna. So even if that person makes a mistake, if that person makes something wrong, first of all, we waste our time because we forget Krishna. And we focus on that particular thing, and Krishna is the controller. If, for example, there is a pastime, I think it was, I don't remember if it was Sanatana or Rupa Goswami. You have a cousin, and they was in Vrindavan, and some pandit came to defeat Rupa or Sanatana Goswami. And Rupa and Sanatana Goswami just don't care about talking about philosophy. Their business was to chant Hare Krishna and just to remember Krishna. They live in Vrindavan, there was 100% fixed on Krishna, nothing else. What is the use? And one pandit came, and what he liked to do is always to defeat sadhus and make right on the page, I defeat you. So that person came, I think it was Rupa Goswami. I'm not sure. Maybe Sanatana, maybe Rupa, I'm not sure. He come to them and he say, I want a debate with you to see who is the best. And Rupa Goswami say, oh, but you are the best. There's no need even to start talking. I just signed the paper. He signed the paper. He just go for it. The guys was happy. I'm defeat Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami keep Krishna in his mind. He keep devotional. He don't waste his time. And later on, that pandit, he meet the cousin, Rupa Goswami cousin, and he's in any cousin, anyone to defeat it, and he say, I defeat your uncle. And he say, what? It's impossible. You know, he knows that nobody could defeat Rupa Goswami, especially that person. And not for his own gratification, but to protect and defend Rupa Goswami, he started to defeat that person, and he just smashed him, according to philosophy. And the other guys just was just shameful and just run out of Vrindavan. And later on, Rupa Goswami know that his nephew, actually, was not the cousin, was the nephew, defeat that bandit to, let's say, to actually was his duty, because by defeating that bandit, he protect the I don't know the name in English, but honor of a Vaishnav. So nothing was wrong. But when Rupa Goswami learned that, he said, "But what have you done? Why you waste your time? We are not in Vrindavan for these kind of things. We are in Vrindavan to please Krishna, to remember Krishna." So, you know, really regarding Krishna consciousness, we should not give so many interest to so many little details, especially among the devotees, because the tendency to find fault, to criticize, is very present in our heart, and it could bring to Vaishnava Parad. So it's very better always remember that, okay, better I think about myself. I have enough anatta and enough bad quality to work on. So what is the use of looking about others? And just more and more focus on ourselves, actually. And actually, another thing, for example, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, once some of his disciples, they was fighting. They really don't like each other and they cannot be together. And Bhaktisiddhanta was very sad. And he called both of them, he said, "Just come here." They was all together, both together present. And he says, "So you find good qualities in him. And you find good qualities in him." And because there was focus on fault, they cannot appreciate each other. They was always disturbed and angry when they meet each other. But when their guru called them, bring them together and say, "You find qualities in each other," they start to figure out. Because it doesn't come spontaneously when you don't like someone, you know, always the bad idea came in the mind. But they start to think about it, and they start to see, yeah, but this person do that good, this person do this good. And gradually they start to appreciate one another, because there was focus on the good qualities. And any devotee, or even anyone outside, even some people who are really and sense gratification, who really have materialistic life, they have good qualities. So the idea is to try and to focus on the good of others and just focus on that. Like it is said that the devotee is like a swan. He just take the milk, he just live in a good place and see the good in others. And there is this analogy of the honeybees and the fly. You know, the fly, they go in the garden in nice roses. And the honeybee go just on the flower and take the nectar from the flower, just see the good. And the fly just go on the, you know, on the garbage. And so we must learn to behave like a swan, not like a crow, and like a honeybee, not like a fly, actually. And amongst the devotee in Krishna consciousness, there's all so many nice things happen, because even if devotee make mistake or may not have enough understanding because they are beginner or they have some difficulty, they give up their life. They try just because of that. When someone accepts the path of devotional service, try to chant Hare Krishna every day, try to serve. It's enough to be appreciated. Krishna said that, you know, Krishna really, if someone just begin and try, he makes some favor to him. So if Krishna makes favor to everyone who starts in this process, what is our right to don't follow? It's just, and it's, I think it's just also like everything is a matter of practicing. If this tendency to find fault at Krishna's came, we have to pray, you know, please Krishna change, give me better qualities, and to practice. And if still, for example, I have an experience. When I joined, I joined in Los Angeles. And after a few days, Jayavita Swami was coming. The first time I saw him, he was in the restaurant eating some soup with his finger. I was devotee for 2 or 3 days. I see that, say, but what is going on? You know, why he doesn't take a spoon? I don't know nothing about sannyas and nothing. But before being a devotee, I was practicing some religion and try to learn and develop those type of qualities. And very soon, I think at the beginning when I was reading Bhagavad Gita, it came in my mind that, you know, we should not criticize, not finding fault. And when I see Jayavita Swami, you know, eating like this, my mind start to, you know, what is going on? What is he doing? You know, is this like, why doesn't take a spoon? And I went away after some time. It was the evening. But after some time, I realized that why I was criticizing that person. I never see that person. I don't know even who he is. And a few hours later, I see devotee bowing down to him and giving obeisances because he's a guru, he's a sannyas. And I said, wow, probably I have done something wrong. And I said, okay, I said to my mom, okay, next time I see him, I may ask, apologize, and I just explain. And so I went to him. No, I don't went to him, actually. It was 4 o'clock before Mangalati, 4:15. And he was chanting on the street before the temple. And I saw him. It was only him and me in the room. And Jayavita Swami is quite a heavy person. And I came in my mind, my attitude from the previous day. So I said, okay, I will go to him. And I explained quickly the situation and beg for forgiveness. So I come to him. And I start to, you know, want to present my thing. And he just looked at me. He was chanting in his japa and said, excuse me. And he looked at me and said, but, you know, I'm chanting. Just like, you know, just go away, I'm chanting. Why you disturb me today? You know, because he could feel yesterday, the day before, that something was going in my mind. So he don't have to, you know, he just go away. But I realized something, because internally, my mood was to apologize, to ask for forgiveness to a devotee. So even he just tell me to go away, I was relieved from the waste of my, you know, misconception and my false idea. So when you have this tendency to find fault or to criticize, first we could go to that person that we focus on and explain and beg for forgiveness. And Krishna will see our sincerity, our intention, and gradually Krishna could clean everything, you know. So by practicing and by begging Krishna to get those good qualities, to don't criticize, to don't find fault, it could, you know, it will happen like the rest. If we are sincere and work, I don't know how to pronounce it with my action, but, you know, we have to do everything with humility. And everything will work. Yes, sure. Yeah, we need more and more knowledge, because by getting knowledge, our misconception get out and we see the things as they are. We have to stop here because Kirtan will begin. So thank you to be in Radha Desh for the festival. And Manu is back, Amala Purana is here, so Kirtan take place again at 8:15 every day in Radha Desh. Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai!